Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Yo, 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 Bully and the Beast podcast.
Yeah.
I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy Wax.
And Twerk God is over here too. Where you at, Twerk?
Yes, sir, I'm in the building.
Oh, there you go.
Twerk is in the building. You still got your burger on the menu, or what's happening with that?
That's tomorrow's the last day, yeah.
Tomorrow is the last day. What's it called? The Moist.
The Moist Burger.
The local legend burger.
Yeah, it's not called the Moist Burger. Did you come up with the name, or do they have that every time?
No, I made it all up from scratch. It's mine. They held it down.
Local legend is low-key. You might have to do something with that. Why every time? I feel like every time I got something wrong with my eyelash. Okay, whatever. You have that problem too, right, Wax?
I didn't even know how men had eyelashes. I never seen a man with eyelashes.
You have eyelashes, stupid.
I didn't know that.
You know that because if it's one could get in your eye and the motherfucker got to blow it out.
I never had an eyelash in my eye. Only thing I seen that was on Boomerang when they flirt. And I was like, oh, all right.
You're such a piece of shit. That's not. Yes, you knew good and damn well. You be using mascara.
I don't even know how to put none of that stuff on. I be
they got
girls
men
do
mascara.
That. Yeah, they should not. Look at me. You think I try to mask anything? I'm just like,
ah. Oh, you but, need to.
Yeah.
We wish you had a mask.
Yeah. Wish you a Merry Christmas.
You're funny. Yeah, so what happened? What happened for Thanksgiving? Like, what's been going on? What's the update?
Thanksgiving was great, man. Always thinking about family. And all my family's so spread it out right now, you know what I'm saying? So
spread it out?
Yeah, spread it out, man. I don't like it. So, you know, I'm doing everything I can to make sure the next holidays is really like next year around. I'm in position to make sure everybody come together because I don't like that. You know, I'm one of 12 brothers and sisters, 30-something nieces and nephews, you know what I'm saying? Still going on. People pregnant right now and shit. You know what I'm talking about?
You got people pregnant?
Who, me? Come on. What are you talking about?
Exactly. You know we never know.
I got 12 brothers and sisters. So it's always, my brother just had a baby just that. I just found out last week. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bro. But
he's a trans? You know,
my brother?
You said he had a baby.
Yeah, he had a baby.
Men have
babies too. We go through it just as much as y'all. Y'all got to push it.
Yeah, right.
We go through it too.
Why your body stay the same?
That's the only thing that changed. And that's
why
that's
your like, pussy don't bust open.
Listen, man.
I got into it with a nigga in Abu Dhabi. Like I went to
I believe that.
A dinner with Louis the 13th. Shout out to Please. Them because it was amazing. And he's at the table like the He-Man woman hating club. Like what women don't understand is they're not bringing anything to the table and the man is coming with all the money and they want all these demands.
Nah, bro.
He was like, there's nothing that a woman could do. Like, he just was very, very misogynistic. And then I came in and he was like, what can a woman do for me? I was like, have a baby for you. Can
have
you
have a baby? Give you pussy. Give you head. Aggravate you. Take your money.
Talking.
Take your fucking house. Take your car. Give you fucking aggravation. Girls, they're there for a reason.
I had to shut him down. Like, you can't have, because he was like, what would we even need women for? I was like, to have babies. You can't have a baby. I said, so that already puts us above you. So stop, because he kept trying to say beneath, anything. They could, and I just thought he was so lame. He sounded like you.
No, I don't do that. I definitely give women their props, but I think that woman out of place is, you know, learning your value. you know, when you're out of place. But I do believe that women plays a big part in this whole thing. I love women. I just don't like women that's out of place. That's it.
What do you mean out of place?
Out of place is, you know, I think this for this world to go around, for women to have babies and men to be able to have to really take care of the woman. Because once you're pregnant and stuff like that, you really can't do nothing. There's really nothing you can do. We have to be there for you. So you're saying that women just had a baby? No, we have to be there, too, to really hold you down.
I know plenty of women that are doing it on their own. I know somebody right now that's pregnant by herself, and she can do everything.
Jesus. Well, God bless her, and let's keep on praying for her, because I'm sure she's wishing a man was there, because when I was having my baby's hand and foot, it was
she
really
did
needed.
Wish that the cheating-ass, yes. lying-ass piece of shit wasn't all those things and that he's there. But, you yes, know, sometimes sure. once a man figures out that, like, it's getting serious, like a commitment, not men, mm-hmm. maybe people, they start to run, they shut Howard. Down sometimes, we they start. Leave, you know, and you got to deal with it. Some people can't leave. You can't, the pregnant woman can't run away from the baby because the baby's there, right? But y'all can leave, y'all can run, y'all can hide. The woman can't hide. She run and hide. The baby's somewhere with
her. I've seen what it is for a woman to have a baby. You have to be there. You have to hold her down. You have to rub her feet. You got to make sure she want to eat. She can't move. Sometimes she can't go down the stairs. She had a problem going to the bathroom. Her whole life changed.
Yeah,
so,
true.
Yeah, so y'all are very, very important, but don't take away from the man either. But the guy...
No, you're going to take away from the man when the man take away from the woman. Like,
for sure.
The thing. It's like,
for sure.
I wasn't nobody sitting at the table saying, like, we don't need men and da-da-da-da. Like, he was saying that about women.
Other.
I had to check him.
Yes, we
and,
need each other,
and
for
then
sure.
that's it. And then my homegirl was like, damn, I'm like, why you had to go at him like that? I was like, no, because I was tired of his mouth. And, like, he kept thinking he was shutting down all the women at the table and shit. And I was quiet. Like, I was being quiet, trying not to. Because I know once I open my mouth, it's like, yeah, they don't know who I, he didn't know who I was, like, as far as, like, what my job was or anything. So he thought he was about to have a great debate. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
She got him.
I promise. It's plenty of times where I stop myself from saying something. Like, the other day, somebody tried to be funny around me and was like, oh, she too good to eat with us. Because, like, I was going somewhere else to eat. But the reason being was because there was nothing for me to eat. Like, it was all meat. You know, like, I don't eat pork. I don't eat beef. I don't eat chicken. So I was going to get something else to eat. And they like, oh, she too good. She need the tomahawk. And she need the, you know what I mean? They was, like, trying to talk big. And I ain't say anything. Mm. And my people was just like, I'm so surprised at you for not saying that. I said, I done learned my lesson a long time ago about using what I get paid for a living. Like, I get paid to do debates or to come at niggas or do whatever. I'm not about to do that with you, bum ass niggas.
Nah.
Like, and people will try to bait you into a problem or into an argument. And then when you say something disrespectful to them, they're like, oh, but she violated. Ah, you started with the motherfucker. You know me. My joke will go far.
A lot of times it ain't jokes, man.
I think that's what the problem is. 50% of the time, it's like, I mean, 90% of the time, it's like, I'm more so just coming at you. Like you said, it's not a joke. Like, nigga said, don't start with me, please. But I will say the funniest thing I seen this week was King and T.I. With them getting into that fight. You seen that?
I seen
it. He was standing on business.
Yeah, I seen it. That's hilarious. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's, I doubt it. Hopefully it's not a stunt. But hopefully it is
it was.
Stunt.
Yeah.
Hopefully it was a stunt because, you know, I don't know. He's basically trying to tell him who he is. He's like, no, I ain't like that motherfucker. Like, to his daddy. It's like, do people really talk like that to their parents? I'm still scared to talk to him. I got beat last year.
Last month is crazy.
Maybe if my mom was here, I'm sure I probably would have got it beaten. Like, my mom, we all had Thanksgiving and stuff. I miss my mom. Having a belt around her shoulder or on a chair. You know what I'm saying? When we come in. Yeah, 12 kids is a bunch of nieces and nephews. You're bugging. Like,
not having a belt on the chair. You don't even have to go get it. That's how you know y'all motherfuckers is bad ass shit.
My mom has got a belt on her shoulder or she got a belt on that chair. And whoever acts up is getting. Like, I love putting boogers on my sisters and running and stuff like that. Like, there's just certain things that we do as brothers and sisters that somebody going to say, Ma, you know what I'm saying? She gonna grab the belt. Like, what happened?
That's crazy. I think that's the kind of parent I would be, but never in a trillion years would I be trying to have 12 fucking kids. I, like, 12 fucking kids is sickening. It makes my stomach turn.
Man, we grew up in a 3-bedroom in Jersey. too. Like, what?
You know what I'm saying?
So now you understand. So now you understand what I'm saying, how Thanksgiving and stuff was always like, everybody used to come over too. You know what I'm saying? We the pastor of the church too. So it was like, the whole community always is right there. So right now it's like, it was me, a couple of my sisters and my brother-in-law. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, nah, this ain't Thanksgiving for me. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm gonna try. We need to really bring that back as family.
You want like the big. I ain't gonna lie. I feel like those days with my family too, like those days are over. Like it's not like, cause I do think like when you're younger, everybody is more so in the same place.
Yes.
And then as you get older, motherfuckers start moving, doing their own thing. And like maybe we move away a little more now. I think, you know, before.
Keep the village strong. Everybody is apart. Like, start bringing them things together, man. We got to start spider-webbing this shit, man.
Like, I'm like that, too, though. I get annoyed. I can't be around family so much. Like,
yeah,
maybe
because on holidays.
See, but I feel like maybe because my family is so close, like, sometimes I'll be like, all right, enough of you motherfuckers.
Like, oh, y'all already right there. All right.
Yeah, we all right here. Like, everybody live in the same area. And that's crazy. Like, you see how y'all all move. Like, that's we all move, but we move to the same area. And I'm talking about my whole family.
That's great.
Like, the whole family moved down south on some real black people shit.
No, that's great, man. But that's how it's supposed to be, man. It's supposed to be an organization. All this right here is a village. You know what I'm saying? All that outside stuff and learning other things from other people and stuff like that. It's like, you're in your 30s or your 40s or whatever. You got to learn a whole different thing because you with another crew or another family and stuff. Nah, you bring them into how y'all are. That's why different races don't really, if they see a wax come in the house, they're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, we don't got enough food to feed this wilderness.
Like, we Muslim. You got this motherfucking Christian coming in here and talking about how St. Grace would be a pastor. You know, they're like, what the fuck out of here? Who's this guy?
Yeah, we Muslim over here. We eat halal food and
shit. Yeah, so like, what the fuck you got this guy over here for? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then my mother's Christian. So it works. I mean, nobody.
No, it is. It's just like, they don't, you know, I'm just saying like, if somebody else tried to come in my family and try to do a little different than how we was taught and brought up, it'd be a little different. Like, yo, who is this guy? Like, try to bring somebody that's just like us and bring him in so we all grow and build stronger. Have him become a soldier or a general. You know what I'm saying? Don't have somebody come in trying to change your whole outlook and take you away from us. That's what's happening.
Well, you know what else is happening, Wax?
What's up?
We're going to get a people some advice, okay?
What so got?
They got that good advice. We got that good advice, that hood advice. Really? And we're going to make sure we set y'all straight and get y'all together. If you want to reach out to the Bully and the Beast podcast, it's super easy. There's two different ways you can do so. You can reach out to us. I do miss the voicemail, but we don't do those anymore.
You can
actually leave voicemails on Instagram. So we didn't even need it. So you can send us a DM us, send a voicemail there if you want to do a voicemail. If not, you can write up a DM and send it to us on Instagram at
Bully and the Beast podcast. Last.
Once in his fucking life, he gets the shit right.
I'm growing up. I was a little older than I was yesterday.
Life, he found someone who needs him. Oh, okay. You can also email us, though.
Yes.
That's the second way. That's the second way to get in touch with us. In order to email, they would have to reach out to an email address, right? Yes. What email address is that?
The Bully and the Beast podcast,
at
gmail.com.
Okay. And then you said at. I just wanted to make clear that there's no at.
I ain't say at this time. Go back. I made sure I said the Bully and the Beast podcast at gmail.com.
Twerk, did he say at first?
He didn't say at in the beginning. He just said the Bully and the Beast.
Oh, I'm just making sure. You see, I tune him out sometimes. I thought he said that.
It's only right.
All right. So this one said, hey, Bully and the Beast podcast. I'm a 40-year-old female, did ancestry. And found out that my dad's brother-in-law, my uncle, not by blood, is my father.
Wow. Dad's brother-in-law. Okay.
With 50% DNA match, even a higher match than my own mom. She is in their database. But the man who I thought my entire life to be my father is not. Now, my mom's response was that ancestry. Is that how you say it? Ancestry?
Ancestry.
I feel like I'm saying it wrong. Ancestry. It's a bunch of nonsense. I don't speak to my aunt or uncle. I don't want to traumatize my dad if this is something he doesn't know about. My sister and I are doing a sibling DNA test this week to see if we are half or full siblings. This can't be a mistake, right? I've run through every scenario in my mind, and today has been fucking heavy.
Wow.
Jesus. No. Did you see the Tyler Perry documentary?
I'm sure I did.
Apparently, people think I didn't watch it just because I stuttered my way through a
question. Oh, is it soon? It's out. Is recent right now? Oh, no.
It's out right now. It's on.
I've seen the Madea's.
No, it's not Madea. It's on. Is it on Amazon Prime? Let me make sure.
I be watching paranormal shit right now. I don't know why. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Why do I always call it Amazon Prime? Because that's not a streaming service. It's Prime Video. And Maxine's Baby is the name of the documentary. And it's like about his life. But basically, he found out his dad wasn't his dad. I'm giving it away a little bit. But part of the reason he even thought was because of the way that the man treated him. And he was like, he could tell, like, there's no way in hell that you could treat your child like this. Like, this man can't be my father. And then kind of find out he was right all along. Yeah. You know, that's crazy. Some people know, and that you just don't.
Yeah, they be knowing. I mean, I be saying that even when I see certain girls treating certain guys certain ways, I'm like, that ain't that nigga baby. That ain't his baby. You know what I'm saying? It can't be that nigga baby. Fuck that.
He ain't the pappies.
He ain't the pit ops. Nope. He ain't the daddy. Okay.
So with this being, have you ever did Ancestry.com?
Yes. Yes, I did. I found out that I have Caucasians and Indian in me, but I'm
Caucasian.
Caucasian. Yeah. I drive cars and don't get pulled over by the cops.
Oh, yes. That's facts. That's facts. That does happen with those
cars. Like
I've never done it. But so it gives you a list of people that you're related to?
No, I'm just saying this showed that I was West African, 90% West African. I got from Caucasians and Indian. So that's about it.
I think
I'm not that much of a nut. But
did a 23andMe.
Oh, 23andMe is more like that lists people that are similar to you.
Oh, shit. So you telling me it's something that I could put my blood somewhere and I could find out all the people that I got the same blood
you're related
me?
To that did the 23andMe.
Wow. And I did
but it would have to be a person that did 23andMe. If they didn't do it, then you wouldn't find out.
No, the Ancestry. So
what if I see somebody?
So it is Ancestry. Look at this fucking nigga doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
23 is to find out what countries you're from, and Ancestry.com is to see who you're related to. That's why it's called Ancestry.
Okay, so that's what I said, and you said 23andMe.
Well, I was just talking about 23andMe, talking about I'm Caucasian. And shit.
Your mic goes out when he talks.
Gotcha.
So I only heard some of what you said.
Okay, so I did 23andMe then.
You don't know what the fuck you did. I'm not listening to you. Let's give some advice to this person, though. So should she drop the bomb? Because she just spoke to her mother about it, and she told her it was fake. So obviously the father, I would think the father wouldn't know, because then wouldn't she be like, oh shit, she knows, Paul. Like, we got to tell her. But instead, she's kind of like still lying about it. Like, no, that is your father. So like, should she talk to the father about it?
Should she talk to Uncle Daddy? Uncle Daddy, I think she should, fake. Like, she's, like, got a...
We keep saying she. I don't even know if it's a she. Them.
Oh, okay. Them.
Does it say she?
So, them, I thought it sounded like a girl. She said her
because
sister.
I'm reading it.
Oh, shit. I didn't realize it. I didn't know you're a girl. And so she was, them. So I think that she should, like, fake like you need, like, a drug, a blood transfusion, something like you need your father to do it, and bow.
How can you fake that you need a blood transfusion?
Just say you need it, like, you know, Dad, I'm just going through this. I'm getting headaches or something like that. I don't want you like jinx yourself. Don't say headaches. Just say my period blood is like leaving. And I might need some blood from you. If I do, would you do it? And then just get a little bit of sample of his blood. See what's good. Just to try to make sure before you bring it to him, because that's something that's really hurtful. that'll change somebody's whole life, their whole existence, because with your kids, that's really your whole existence now. You really don't even matter.
But you like, technically, he is her father. Like, he raised her.
Yeah, that, but you want to...
That's not her paternal father.
Peace.
But that is her father.
It's
He literally raised her. Like, there's people that I feel like my uncle was like a father to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But this man lived in the house with her. She believed this to be her father. She only did this to see, like, background situation.
You see if she fucked somebody that she was related to?
Or that. So, clearly, the mother is going to want to keep this under wraps because she was being a whore.
Whore, bad.
And because she said not by blood, which would I would assume. Okay, so basically, the mother fucked the sister's husband.
Nasty. More than one penis a year.
So the mother fucked the sister's husband mm-hmm. and got pregnant by him. So now, not only would that ruin the mother's reputation as far as the father is going to be, he's definitely leaving her. I don't care how many years they've been together. But then on top of that, the mother, this is the mother's actions because it's what she did. The mother will be breaking up the family for real because she done fucked with the sister's nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And she just lied to everybody. So, and now she's lying to her child.
That's disgusting.
So do you think she should drop, or do you think this person should drop the bomb? And
because you're never going to get over that. You're never going to feel like, you know, certain things you're not going to get over. You don't know if this person is your father or not. You're still looking at them. Now you start resenting them. You might start feeling things towards this man because you might think he might know. You might start looking at your mom like, fuck you, mom, because like that's something hurtful. You don't even know who your parents is. That's kind of wild.
I think I would go to the uncle.
And be like, I got, my mom told me that.
Nah, I know, nigga.
Yeah, nah, you gotta say
I know, because I know you did the math when that bitch was pregnant and you knew that, come on, you knew y'all fucked.
That drunk night in the closet.
Even if she didn't come to him and say, this is your child, that man knows that he fucked that woman and that a baby came 9 months later. So there's no way that the uncle does not know. So I would
the dirty one.
Huh?
The dad could be the dirty one though, because Unc probably was fucking at first, and the dad fell in love with mom and then married her and shit. So
it says uncle in law or brother, his brother in law. So I'm assuming that he's married to somebody in the family because she said not by blood.
So so the father's wife's brother.
Let's read this back because now you're confused.
So that means the brother and sister.
Oh, yeah, I'm tripping. The first fucking thing she says is, I'm a 40-year-old female, so that's why we keep calling her she.
Okay, good.
Found out my dad's brother-in-law.
That means my father's wife's brother. So that means she fucked her own brother. So that makes sense. She should have the same blood.
No. My dad's brother-in-law. That could be that the sister is married to the man. That's what that is.
Brother-in-law, not...
Yeah, brother-in-law. My uncle, not by blood. So that means, her aunt is married to this man.
Okay.
So even worse, she fucked the dad's sister's... Fuck, this is confusing. The mother, her mother, fucked her dad's sister's husband.
No.
Yes, it is.
No. Because my brother-in-law would be my wife's brother.
No, not always. I would call my brother-in-law my sister's husband. Right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So if my sister is married to somebody,
that's your brother-in-law.
That's the brother-in-law. Yes. Exactly. So. Yes. Yes, it is. Where are you getting lost? Why are you shaking your head now?
It could possibly be the wife's. It could probably be her wife's brother. So it's like she fucked her own brother. No,
because she's saying not by blood. Because if it was the wife's brother, then she would be related to him.
You're right. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So now that we're all confused, we got it together.
My only concern is that if she's 40. How old are her parents? Like, you don't want to give this 80-year-old woman, a man, a heart attack, you know?
That's like, not her problem. Like, the mother should have thought about that 80 years ago.
Yeah, and she get a fucking heart attack by not knowing who the fuck her daddy is. This uncle daddy? Like, come on, family. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, cool, but you can't fuck with mama. Like, mama, I'm not going to lie. I'll be like, ma, you on some bullshit. Like, tell me what's really going on. Because I don't want to have to soul food this motherfucker and disfunction the family, disembark the family or whatever. Let me know
the
truth.
That's the perfect time to do it, though.
Let me know the truth before I get it from Uncle Daddy.
Yes. At the dinner. At dinner.
Christmas is right around the corner.
Ooh, I think you should do that or during Christmas. Just either do what I said earlier, like say that your period is bringing too much blood and you need to get some blood from somebody. And I think my dad should do it. He go on there. You see if he's your father. DNA test right there. Or when he sleep, or get his toothbrush and grab a couple of his DNA and bring it to the lab and try to see if that's your father before you do anything. Because you don't, like Twerk said, you don't want to really fuck this man over. You know what I'm saying? If not, even him even thinking that in his head, that's going to fuck him up.
Once she asks him to go get a DNA test, the nigga's going to lose his fucking mind. Like, you
that's
can't just...
grab the toothbrush.
No, don't do... But that's not accurate. I don't think you could do that.
Yeah, just need some salivas. Grab his hair, grab his fucking... grab his spit. The like. Oh,
how you going to grab spit, Wax?
Ask him, like, yo,
he's not a baby. Now I can see if you was talking about a baby and you're like, all right, we're going to drop
when
him off.
Sleep or something... Yeah. Man, bruh, daddy's and my daughter telling me her dad tastes this right here. I'm gonna take my daughter. You know
you're supposed to swab the inside of the mouth, nigga. It ain't just
say, daddy, let
them.
Me clean your teeth, daddy. Honey,
with a Q-tip on the side, the nigga's gonna know what you're looking for. No,
he's old as hell. He'll know about that shit.
Everybody knows about that shit. Maury was the biggest show on planet fucking Earth. Like,
I never seen him swab nobody.
Niggas know what a DNA test consists of.
Man, fine.
Law and fucking order, nigga. We all watch that shit too.
Guess what? Guess what? Your daddy ain't got no teeth. So guess what? Grabbed his teeth out of his fucking cabinet and go ahead and get that DNA before you.
I never had a DNA test and I know that you swab the inside of your mouth. Like, that's just something that you know. People just know.
I had like
I mean, I'm sure you had a bunch of them. I would be hurt, you know, that my mother hid this, but clearly she's hiding it because she knows that it's going to ruin the family. And like, for real, if you feel like getting to the truth is more important than, you know, your family being together, I can see, like, it just is what it is. They hid it.
You gotta know she's breaking shit up. You're right. You gotta know she's breaking shit up.
And it's not fair because you're not to blame. Yeah. But at the end of the day, now you will be. You're forced to make a choice. You know, and if you choose the wrong one, just know, like, you already don't have a real father. You might not have a real family anymore to go to. And so it is a lot. It's a lot of pressure. That sounds like a therapy situation because now you're not going to believe anybody, I'm sure, because if your mother's been lying to you this long in life, you're like, what else? Don't I know the truth about who else has been lying to me? If my mother's lying, anybody can.
Yes.
That's something I would be thinking. And for her to say today is a fucking terrible fucking day. It's like, of course it is. Ouch. It's fucked up what happened. And it's unfortunate.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that hurtful, man. For me to not even know if my kid is mine, like, ouchie, ouch, ouch. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the
fuck? I mean, but
fuck?
Now you got some decisions to make.
Or my daddy. My dad is not mine. Like, damn, where the fuck my dad at? They don't make it all like me. He don't want me in no shit.
See, everybody would think that first. But I will say this. Just like how you are holding on to this information is probably how your mother felt when, you know, it didn't go so well or work out as planned for her and she had to make hard choices. And did you eat every night?
Yeah. That might release a lot of things, though, Laura.
Are you educated? Like, did they work hard to put you through school? You get what I'm saying? Like, did she make the right choice?
No.
How you know? Maybe it was a better life. And that's why she stayed quiet and chose the better life.
I hear that. But still let the person know, though. Like, you'll open up. You'll let the person know. Let them be free, man. You'd be surprised. When people know things actually move a lot smoother. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? But if somebody got that in them, they're going to hold on and they can't go to the next stage. A lot of other things in their life, too.
Sometimes people have to make difficult decisions. And if it's leaving somebody out of what's going on for their own good, I'm sorry to say, but like, I remember somebody told me, I think we talked about this before, but like, you only tell on yourself for cheating to clear your own conscience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if the person didn't have a clue and you're telling them something and it devastates them, it's like, okay, if you did this and you want to leave, you should leave. Like, but you should know that you cheated on a motherfucker. Like, you ain't shit and you ain't shit for them. So you should just bow out. Telling them that you cheated is only clearing your conscience.
Yes.
And putting on them the pain.
And listen, ladies, as long as you ain't suck his dick, you could tell. But if you suck that nigga dick, take it to your fucking grave, man.
Don't tell him you suck the dick.
Don't tell him you suck the dick. Tell him, like, I was drunk and I just see them over to the side. I just heard me got up and I just start crying. Always lying. Say, I start crying so the man can be like, oh, she's thinking about me. Bullshit.
When you great really line, hate though. A nigga, that's when you tell him you suck somebody else's dick.
I let him fuck me on my period. I didn't give a fuck. I would want to be nasty with this man. Jesus, Lord have mercy. You love him.
You gotta tell him that you sucked the dick and then he'll never talk to you again.
You're not talking to you again. You're worthless. Who are you?
Nah, that's not true.
I would say it was the 80s.
You sucking meat, you're not no good.
What'd you just say, twerk?
Look, it was the 80s. Crack had just came out. I don't know what I was thinking.
Crackhead just came out as wild.
Yeah, that's really wild.
I knew that everybody did crack when Angie Martinez admitted to doing that shit in her book. I was like, oh, she just gonna say that she did crack.
Jeez.
Remember? Like,
crack is a hell of a drug. I never did it. Fuck that shit.
No, you weren't around at that time. I mean, crack
era is right now. What are you talking about?
I mean, it's still now, but I'm talking about when it first came out, it was totally different.
It was wild. It was definitely different.
Yeah, like, I mean, watch a movie. Like, any old school documentary, niggas used to be with a needle on their arm in the middle of motherfucking Broadway. Like,
yeah, New Jack City.
Yeah, I'm telling you. I remember K2 when that shit was an epidemic in Brooklyn and they had to sweep a whole area. Yeah. It was like zombies walking around.
Nah,
like, that shit is crazy how, like,
they got this drugs. Ice shit out here right now. And they got the.
What is it?
Ice. And, I mean,
with the ice.
It's got this shit called ice out here. These motherfuckers taking. I think it's like baby powder and Lysol. You put that. You spray. You put a bunch of baby powder in the can, and you spray mad Lysol on that shit. You close it up, and motherfuckers just smoke that shit. Man, what the fuck is wrong with
y'all? Motherfuckers need some money.
Because
now y'all coming up with concoctions that are cheaper than drugs. Like, I don't like.
Baby powder right there from CVS, baby. Yeah, I think you either blow it up crazy, like at the dinner, so everybody can know, or shut the fuck up and just live your life, like L'Oreal said. You know what I'm saying? If you're living a good life and everything is good, you might have to just eat that one. A lot of times we do have to eat things for the better of, you know what I'm saying? So you can't just think about yourself on this one. But if you, like, fuck everybody else, they lied to me, I want to get to the bottom of this, blow it up, but blow it up big at the fucking dinner with everybody around. So you know what everybody else going to do? But like, hold on, I want a DNA test too.
You stupid. Everybody ain't going to say I want a DNA test.
Let one of my brothers and sisters, somebody come in and be like, yo, I found out that Uncle George is really my dad. I'm going to get me one too. Sorry, Mom.
Okay, so that's your advice, I guess. Talk to your mother again, though. I would definitely want some answers from Mama.
Yeah, lady to lady. I think she has to tell me
and
that.
Just be like, come on, like, but like, let me tell what happened.
Yeah.
Like, I need
girl
the
never
truth.
Tell you. Yeah, girl never tell you her pussy stink unless you act like you sniffing around. So go ahead and sniff around your mama and you know, ask a couple of questions. Sniff around the.
Something is really, really wrong with you. Like, what are you talking about?
You know, girl would not let you know her pussy shit. She know her pussy shit. She ain't gonna let you know unless you be like, oh yeah, I need to take a shower. She ain't gonna tell you her pussy stink right now. But that's how it is. But if you sniffing around mommy, she'll tell you, but like, start asking questions like, what if my dad really not my dad? You know, because I look like so and so. She'll be like, okay, she's sniffing around this shit. She might smell my pussy. You know what I'm saying?
Justin and so good. thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
It's okay if you aren't ready for kids right now. It's okay if you don't want to be a mom now or even ever. It's nobody's decision but yours. But do you know what's not okay? Not knowing how effective your birth control is. Talk to your doctor about effective birth control options so you can make an informed decision. Tap to learn more.
Anyway, let's move on. We have another DM. If you want to slide in our DM, all you got to do is hit us up at
Bully and the Beast Podcast, you.
And if you want to email us,
the Bully and the Beast Podcast at gmail.com. I'll add it.
Finally, man. It only took 7 years.
Hey, okay. Man. I'm a day older.
I'm engaged to a man that I love deeply, and our sex life is great. But he tells me that he will never be sexually satisfied in a monogamous relationship. He claims that most men are unhappy having only one sexual partner, and that is due to their biology. Now, he expects me to be sexually exclusive with him fully because it's unnatural for women to have more than one sexual partner. His name is Wes.
But he
expects me to be on with us having threesomes with other women. Oh, well, hold on. You said it's unnatural for us to have more than one sexual partner. That sounds unnatural. That sounds unnatural now. That's a, okay, anyway. He expects me to be on with us having threesomes with other women consistently to keep him sexually satisfied and give him the sexual variety that he, quote unquote, deserves. This has left me feeling heartbroken and depressed because I want to feel that I'm enough romantically and sexually for the man that I'm about to marry. But he tells me that that's an unrealistic expectation to have, and no one man on earth will be happy being fully monogamous, especially men that are very successful and good looking, which my fiance is. I would love some genuine advice from you, Wax. Is it unrealistic for me to expect full monogamy from my future husband? Or is it true that all men have this deep down in them to constantly sleep with different women while they have a wife and a family on the side?
Yes, yes. It's the natural is natural. It's natural for women. It's natural for men. Telling the man that he only get the, you know, grow in this one field is kind of fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Even though we all, you know, we got to be easy. You got to be loyal to something. You know what I mean? Life is also about sacrifices. And that's what the man have to do. He got to sacrifice because he got to protect your heart. So it's really up to him. He's saying that it's like, you're not good enough. But there is a woman out there that is for you, bro. I mean, that is good enough for you. So what you have to do is just, I don't think you should be there no more. And that's what I'll tell my sister. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this because is not there is there are men that won't do that to you.
Yeah, but those men, and that's what I want to get to, those men don't have good sex. Those men don't, I'm not going to lie to you. Men is only
as faithful. I'm not saying nothing. I'm letting you talk.
Yeah, the men is only as faithful as his options. You know what I'm saying? Unless he's like, you know,
that's so hard. That's so heartbreaking to hear.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm gonna tell you this: there is men like myself. Is to where it's like I try to challenge myself. A lot of guys out there is not really called. I'm not gonna cheat because I was always able to get it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of guys out here who cheat, they ain't really even getting that pussy like that. You know what I'm saying? It's something about having a girl. It put that I get pussy now. Other girls want to do it. Just challenge. She ain't really fucking you because she want to fuck you. She want to fuck you because you got a girl. She want to conquer that girl. You know what I'm saying? Them little petty shit.
Yeah, but y'all feed into that.
We're dumbasses. We're cowards. You know what I'm saying? So we don't need y'all to do it. That's why that man don't want you to go ahead and fuck off too.
Niggas are so scary. Like, you see how you always say, like, oh, the reason why you don't trust women is because you fuck mad niggas' girlfriends or whatever. Like, I feel like that about niggas because, like, one, okay, I got put in a position one time where a nigga, like, he was constantly asking me out. And, like, I didn't really look at him like that. I didn't know him well, but I thought he was cool. I seen him around or whatever. But, like, he would always reach out and, like, just stay consistent, like, throughout, like, a few months or whatever. So, and he was, like I said, he was cool. Like, I fucked with him, but I didn't really know him well. So, finally, I was like, cool, you're in my town or whatever. Like, yeah, you need to learn, I mean, know where to go or whatever. So, I was like, I'll go out with him. So, I go out with him. We had a good time. Like, he was actually really dope. He was more dope than I even gave him credit for.
Yeah.
Right? And then he hits me like, yo, you know, we didn't really get to talk about my situation. I don't understand. I'm like, yeah, you can call me whenever, whatever. I was like, if you want to talk, like, you could definitely hit me up. And he's like, no, I'm married. And it's like, nigga, you what? Like, and wait,
y'all smooch?
No, it wasn't nothing like that. But clearly, it's like, it was like a date. Like, you get what I'm trying to say? Like, you at, but was it, or are you testing my waters to see if, because we could be cool. We could hang out. I got plenty of, you know, me and you will go eat. I'll go eat with you. My boy Leo, me and him always go eat like that. I'm cool with his wife. Like, you get what I'm saying? I got mad home. My other co-host, Kyle, like, I'll go eat. That's not, that's what I do. Like, I'm cool. My favorite thing to do is go out and eat, you know? So that's my fellowship. But
that's due to a lot.
But, like, it was kind of giving, like, a little more than trying to just be, like, the homie. But, and this is the thing, like, I'm to each his own. Like, if you have an open marriage, if you whatever. But you should give that information to somebody before you even sit down. Because what if the bitch is crazy and she pops up at dinner? Like, give somebody the option. But, like, motherfuckers be hiding shit so much. So I will say this. I respect that this man is being honest.
Yes, me too.
Because somebody has put me in a situation like this before and not told me.
But L'Oreal, you said y'all didn't smooch. So if y'all didn't smooch, you was basically saying, I got a shorty, I got a wife. You know what I'm saying?
But why would he even have to hit me to even tell me that? Obviously, it's because it seemed a little dated. Like, again, it wasn't, it's just like a hug, blah, blah, whatever. But it wasn't like me hanging out with you. Like, I wasn't there like, yo, let me tell you about this nigga. Like, it wasn't.
And I'm going to laugh at you the whole time. I love it. Let me hear something now.
That's what I'm saying, though. But, like, it's not. Or let me tell you how this nigga. Like, I feel like when I'm even talking to y'all, I'll talk to any of my homeboys, like, about another nigga. Like, yo, tell me what I should do about da 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 da.
I'm a double like, you know, you should tell him to run.
Shut the fuck up. But that's what I'm saying. Like, that nigga ain't bring up no bitches to me, nothing. So I'm just like, and then kind of find out you got a whole wife. Like, you got, nigga, you got to let somebody know some shit like that.
You should have brought up his wife. That's what you should have brought up.
That's what I'm saying to you. Like, nigga, how did you not lead with, like, yo, hey, you want to go eat at 7? By the way, before we link up, just know Tasha.
Call my wife.
That's might be calling me.
Yeah, like, yo, let me check into my wife, you know what I'm saying? Let her know that I'm out, you know what I'm saying? We cool or whatever, so she don't think no shit. That puts you on the place to where, like, well, let me have her fuck this nigga for real because he got married. You know what I'm saying? Now he might have would have got a fucking smooch, nigga.
It's like, you should, I just feel like you should be upfront with people, and that's what he's doing with her. And if it's something she's not comfortable with, which it seems like she's not, she should definitely keep it pushing. And there is definite, like, all men are not the same man. Just like all women are not the same woman.
Yes. The like, ones that can't fuck good is going to be faithful.
That's,
you know,
not true.
You don't have no guy out there who's a plower, and these girls are not going to allow this fucking plow. It got a lot of snow out this motherfucker. You think he going to sit there to the side? You can only plow this house, but you a big ass plow. No. Only motherfuckers who only do driveways is them little ass fucking snow blowers that you have.
Some people actually value and respect their life and body wax, and they don't share it.
What man respects his body when he got all his fucking snow to plow? Everybody is a high demand. You gonna let the rest of the street? You gonna let the rest of the street fucking be, you know, have car accidents and shit because yo ass out here just want to have this driveway?
No, yeah, bro. Maybe because you crave a genuine connection, Wax. Not everybody just wants to fuck bitches. Like, no, I do know, nigga.
It's a service.
I know mad niggas that cheat, right? But I do know a couple faithful niggas. And
I'm a faithful dude. When I'm in something,
liar.
No. When I'm in something, I'm in something. I ain't doing shit.
So how you sitting here telling her that every nigga's gonna be like that? No, it's not true.
I'm just saying, the guys who out there, I never had good sex. So that's why I'm always been a faithful nigga. When I finally get something, I'm like, oh, I just fooled her ass. You know what I'm saying? I'm staying right here.
I'm not finna be with no nigga that's forcing me to do threesomes and I'm not happy. You're gonna marry that? Marry that nigga? Like, that's crazy. Like, I had said this.
Like her pussy getting ate by, you know what I'm saying? You might like her ass getting ate by a nigga fucking her. You know what I'm saying?
I had said this on Crown. Like, I'm guest hosting on Crown on the In the Black Network. I gotta check that out. It has Vivica Fox, Selena Johnson, my girl Chanel Scott. And in the show, I say, they asked if we talked about pegging. And they asked, would I ever do that? And I said, I would probably do it to a man, but not my man. Like, not. You know, and
you gotta violate somebody else. Yikes.
But it's not just that. Part of the reason is because I don't want to be pegging for the rest of my life. Like, if this. Do you get what I'm saying?
Like, my girl. The fuck out of here, family.
Like, to do it one time is like, okay, bucket list.
Do it one time is too wild.
But if the nigga hits, if say I'm asleep with my husband and he tapped me like, yo, tonight's the night.
Or he just hands you the thing.
Let's do it again. I would be like, nigga, no!
But how you think we feel sometimes? How you think we feel sometimes, though? Like, when y'all tap us and stuff like that, we got to just roll over and...
But, like, forcing me to peg you for the rest of my life as well. So is forcing somebody to do threesomes. So once you start it, that's it. Like, you're going to allow it, he's going to continue. What you allow will be continued, okay?
There
you go.
I mean, there is stages, though, because I was, like, really into that. I was like, yo,
pegging?
No, you're bugging. Oh. I'm talking about at a stage to where I would only fuck with a girl if another girl was there. You see what I'm saying? I wasn't just fucking her. It was like, we had that. We passed that right there. Mm-hmm. So with her, I would only fuck her with other girls. But another girl that I really, really felt that about, I looked at this girl like a wholesome woman and stuff like that. I wanted to respect her and stuff like that. I didn't even want her to even think like that. She'd be like, what? I ain't gay, motherfucker. Even though girls can't be gay. But she's like, I ain't that type of person. I'm like, all right, cool. So, you know, you put her in the slot. Whatever slot he got to you when y'all fucking and he made you cut and come and he's whispering in your ear. You want another girl to eat your pussy and you say, I'll do anything for you, daddy. Uh-oh, he got you. Now he put you in a slot. She's the maybe she might suck some pussy or let a girl suck her pussy slot. So she
I'm not
right
gonna
there.
Lie, I don't think your husband gonna make you do that unless it's something that you're into.
There you go.
And like, so forcing you. But the fact that he's hanging marriage over her head is crazy to me.
Kind of wild. Kind of wild. When a man really want to marry you and stuff, the less thing he want to do is really talk about it. The less he say about marriage, the more he want to marry you. The more he's talking about it, he's trying to soup himself up. Like, I can lift this 225, 50 times. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to soup himself up. I can do it. No, bro. The less he talk about marriage is the one, that's the one that really want to marry you. But the guy who always talking about, I'm going to marry you one day. He's just trying to soup himself up. So he really don't want to marry you when he keep on especially hanging that over your head. This ain't no fucking mistletoe, fam. Like, no, miss, get out the way. Get the fuck out the motherfucking way, young lady.
You but sometimes I feel like when a person doesn't talk about future plans, that should tell you something, too.
No.
So I think it's a level of talking about
it. I can see that. You know, they'll talk about it when it's wedding time, when y'all go to a wedding. Oh, I can't wait till hours. She's like, yeah, baby, I was, you know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't just throughout the day talking about this shit because a nigga trying to super himself up to do this shit.
Right.
Now, at Christmas time, like, oh, you know what? You know what I'm saying? I went to so-and-so house. I like the way they get together with the kids and they marry. And she'd be like, well, the only thing she got a ring on her finger, we shacking up. You know, God don't like that.
You sound like somebody.
God don't like that. You better be worried about that. Ask
y'all me. Shacking up his nut.
Yeah.
Okay. So ultimately, what do you think she should do? Final words of advice.
Yes, I would definitely, like, I'm looking at you as one of my sisters. You know what I'm saying? I would tell you, my sister, to leave. Unless you, in that stage of your life, that you want to get your pussy by a girl and shit like that. use the stage of her learning stage. Know what
and
you
answer
want.
That question that she asked. Is it unrealistic for me to expect full monogamy from my future husband?
No. Just find a man whose sex not as good as your husband. That's okay. The man that you want to marry.
It's not going to be. Well, I'm not going to lie. Real maybe shit. You're right. A little.
Yeah. Once you find a guy who, because nobody's want everybody to smoke there. Like, when I got bad weed, certain people, when they be like, yo, you got wax, you got worry, I'm like, nah, I ain't got nothing, bro.
Nah, some niggas is bowl wax. I'm not going to lie. I know a guy.
They will pull that strip out. They will pull that fucking 2 seconds out.
That's what I'm saying. There's a guy who is notoriously been called out for being a small soldier, right? And my homegirl has told me in detail, like, this shit is embarrassingly small. And this nigga fucks mad bitches. And I'm like, yo, this is crazy. And all the women complain.
Is he giving the money? Is he giving the money? Is he eating the pussy real good?
Nah, he's like a nice looking guy. He's known. So it's like, you know, he leads with that, I'm sure. But like, and like amongst his friends, he was always the better looking one. So, but he be pulling that little meat out though.
You got his mediums.
I think it's a small. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, come
no,
on.
I heard it's like embarrassingly small. Cause even like he cheated on a girl that I knew and she was like, how fucking dare this nigga?
I love it.
With his literal ass dick.
I love it. I had to deal with this shit.
No, my nigga, I would swing on a little dick nigga trying to fuck it. Not only that, now bitches know, like, remember how you said that shit about the whack, the whatever pussy? I would feel like that, like, yo, now bitches gonna know that I got a nigga with a little dick and he had me going.
Yeah, the stink pussy. Like, I stayed with somebody because the stink pussy and I ain't want nobody else to know. That's the only reason why I stayed with the motherfucker. I'm like, damn, niggas gonna know I was fucking the stink shit.
That's how I would feel about the little dick nigga. Like, outside showing niggas that little shit. You showing bitches that little shit, now they not gonna respect me.
They're not fucking with you. L'Oreal don't make good decisions in life.
L'Oreal talk about sex with this little dick nigga. Fuck out of here.
Talking about she happy out here with the drink and shit.
Nigga,
that's how you getting drunk.
Yo, because you got... I definitely had a relationship where I used to have to get drunk to fuck the nigga. Like, that's bad. But that was after a while. It was like, I didn't want him no more.
Yeah. I used to have to drink, like, wine.
You don't drink. Shut the fuck up.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So if I had to drink wine to be nasty... to pull my fucking pants down? Yeah, it's been times I'd be on the couch.
Right? I'm not gonna lie, drunk sex is mad fun though. Like, if you're
not
like,
for me, not for me. I'm talking about God. You know what I'm saying?
That's not fun.
That's
fun on a Sunday afternoon, morning. Not while we fucking.
No, I'm putting the gospel music on. I remember I had to walk in the house and I know I just feel a vibe like it's about to be sexy time. And I'm like, fuck. So I used to go in there, hurry up. If I could get to that fucking gospel playlist before you put music on.
No.
We talk about God for the rest of the night. No sexy time.
No. Like, yeah, the only God I want to hear is, oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Okay. So,
CEO, come here.
So, yeah, keep hope alive and just get the fuck out of it. Don't listen to that nigga. That's called manipulation. When somebody constantly tries to have you think something is true that's not. Like, this man is a womanizer and a manipulator. He's trying to fucking...
He's just going through a stage in his life until his meat stop working as well as he's working right now.
But how dare he tell her that no man will ever be monogamous? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because his testosterone is still high. So he's talking that shit as testosterone niggas do. But when that testosterone start going down and your meat is not working as much, those conversations like them young boys and them niggas in there talking, your conversation going to be a little bit more because especially if you're shorty, which you should be like, nigga, you can't even, I mean, we've been using pumps and we've been trying to use Viagra and shit for months, nigga.
Cialis is what all the guys
So you going to shut the fuck up.
Lutru is what they need to be using. Okay.
Yes. So imagine we out there playing ball. See a bunch of young niggas playing ball. I'm going to go out there and go rock because I can. If I know I suck, I'm not going out in that fucking court. And that's how these dudes are. They not going out and go fucking all these other bitches if they know their meat ain't all weight. So you want a faithful nigga? Get a nigga who meat ain't all that.
Well, there was a study that just passed that kids, teenagers and shit, they having sex at a lower rate than like we were and shit. And it's because they don't know how to communicate with each other. All they're doing is social media and gaming. So, like, it's, like, no dating. Remember how, like, it used to be a thing when you turn, like, a certain age, like, your parents would take you on your first date and shit like that. Yeah, they're not doing that shit no more. Because they're just, like, talking on live streams and, you know, and they're not fucking.
Yeah, you learn how to play with yourself. That's less.
No, that's what they're doing, playing with themselves. They're not playing with others.
Damn. I mean, that's when they're synthesizing their self for the man and the woman, because they got the mouth thing. It feel better than the pussy. You know what I'm saying?
The guac guac 3000.
Yeah, that shit feel better than the pussy. It's going to take you out and it shuts the fuck up.
You're funny. Let's do word on the street. We didn't talk about this Diddy shit at all. Did y'all?
Diddy? I see something with Diddy.
Yeah, Diddy, you know, Cassie came out and said that he was doing a few things to her back in the day. She accused him of rape. Ouch. She accused him of assault. She accused him of, you know, doing a bunch of things. And she was suing him for $30 million. Uh-huh. The next day, everything went away because apparently he settled and gave her whatever money. Now, some people are like, yeah, he settled because a lot of people were speaking out and being like, yeah, I remember when Cassie, he whooped her so bad at a party, she was on the ground and people were walking over her.
Right.
Then she also added, like, there's a whole, like, so many things have come out. They said that she was dating Kid Cudi at a point and then he started terrorizing Kid Cudi behind it and even blew up his car. And he made sure that Cudi and his family was, like, in the house when it happened. So they were there to see, like, it happen and know that, like, he did it. I've heard behind the scenes things that he's done more than that to Cudi. I don't know if it's true.
Mm-hmm.
But his former bodyguards are speaking out. They're saying that they participated in helping him do some things. People are coming out saying Aaron Hall and him would take turns, you know, doing stuff with young girls. And then they said that Diddy was hiring prostitutes to sleep with Cassie, filming it, forcing her to watch it. All like, while he was drugging her, pretty much, like crazy things have come out. Crazy things. So now he is losing a lot of endorsements. A lot of companies do not want to associate with him anymore. Yes. He's even stepping down as the head of Revolt.
I've seen that.
Yeah, and 50 Cent offered to buy it from him.
I've seen 50. At the end of the day, you know, that's where I'm getting my news from right there. I'm looking at 50 shit, and I'm like, damn, didn't he?
That's funny.
What the fuck you do to somebody? So they on your ass. They on you, boy. You know what I'm saying? Of course, 50 want to get you. He gonna continue to put that shit out. But
Well, people are saying it's going to get worse for him. Do you think people are going to stop fucking with Diddy altogether?
No. Diddy, it's crazy part about it. The people that is around him, I already knew all this stuff about him. You know what I'm saying? Not that any of this stuff is right, but who don't know the lifestyle out there of what's going on out there in the industry world and stuff like it's a devil's playground. It's a place for you to go grab and get the fuck out and do your thing. But if you go ahead and keep swimming in that, a lot of people got away because they out the industry and they made their bread and they out here doing their thing. But if you keep swimming in that as long as Diddy and all the other ones are doing it, now they can't start calling other people names because they still in the spotlight. People just grabbing for stars. They just grabbing whatever's up there. So know how to get out the way. Diddy just want to be in the way of everything. You want to keep on dancing. Dance your way into more lawsuits, my brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, I'm not going to lie. Like, obviously, Diddy has made his mark on the industry just over the years, like beyond made his mark. But, I mean, every dog has his day. And the stories that we're hearing are one of a monster, to be honest. And, you know, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And it's in God's hands now. But I do know people, and I have been close with people that have worked with and for him or been signed to him. And I've heard so many things. And, you know, I've always stayed out the way because even when I was signed to Shakedown, Red Cafe signed to him, to Diddy, like shortly after that, I always stayed out the way because, I mean, I've heard things. And I don't know if they were true or not, but I just know I didn't want to be a part of the story.
Yeah, you know what time it is, man. You know what time it is.
Exactly. So I'm sure we will find out more about that. We'll keep you updated. And we want to know what y'all think about it. Hit us up at Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Yes.
And then Lastly, let's talk about Young Thug. His trial is finally going down right now. 10 months it took them to pick the jury. Wow.
And he's gaining weight.
He's gaining weight. He looked good, actually. He looks really good. I saw Gunna was at the same game as me, the Rams game the other day in L.A., and he looked good, too. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's an unfortunate situation was going on between everybody, but Young Thug's lawyer, okay? He has him trending right now, and it's all behind him coming up with these acronyms and these meanings and stuff. Amazing. So the song Pushin' P, we know, is a big song. And in the song, in the video, you can see Young Thug kind of like throwing up bees or whatever. So the judge asked about it, and the guy says, this is a wildly popular song, and you guys have it all the way messed up. That's not a blood sign. If he wanted to be a blood, then yes, he could be a blood. There's nothing wrong with anybody being a blood, but that's not a B. He's putting up P. P for positivity.
I like this guy. Get your money worth, baby. Get your motherfucking money's worth. Let's go. You gotta come.
P for positivity. P for positivity is what Pusha P is about.
Listen, man. Whenever you go to trial, it is 2 minute drills, baby. 2 minute drills. Everything is 2 minute drills right now. We gotta go all out of line. We gotta go off out of bounds. Every catch, we gotta go out of bounds. He better, everything he say better be fucking out of bounds, fam. This 2 minute drill. If you don't score right now, we lose. So give me everything.
Okay. Now, speaking of giving everything, the attorney continued, right? His name is Brian Steele, by the way.
Hey, Steele.
Now, Young Thug is his name, and thuggin' is what he's kind of getting jammed up for, right? It's a RICO charge. They saying that he did all these things, shot up YFN Lucci's mother's home. Killed a few people, was included in all kind of things that you could think of. Yeah. And the lawyer said, no, but you got it messed up. He's not a thug. That's not, he is a, it's an acronym. Young Thug, truly humbled under God.
Hey, man, you never know if I get a case, man. What's his name still? Still, come on.
Brian
Steele. How much you charge?
This nigga said, truly humbled under God. Has he ever heard a Young Thug record?
But if you think about it, somebody that have to be all the way that far down might come all the way up. So that thug might mean that.
How did we just find that out this year during trial?
A lot of times you might hide it. A lot of people just find out I want to be a pastor. So you know, I was hiding that for a long time. Everybody
truly
thought I was a thug
humbled
too.
Under God as well. And the craziest thing is, when he came up with it, I know he had to bring it to Young Thug. And Thug was like, that's perfect. He probably came up with the acronym. So now everybody is taking that and running with it. They're doing like their
own. I love it.
It's crazy. Okay. I don't know. Do you think that he's going to get off with this RICO charge? Like, he's not going to have to do extra time more than what he's already done? Or do you think it's over? I mean, with a defense like this, I'm not sure. Wax.
Truthfully, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I had, you know, multiple charges also, and I'm still home. And everything, you know, when God gets your attention and you do what God have you do, things just happen. You know what I'm saying? So if you really surrender and give yourself to God, I think you can't get out. And my charges was all disgusting too. Every one of my charges, I was facing 10 years or more. So me as, you know, I know I did what I had to do for God when he put me in there and I got out. So it's really between him and God. It's really not his lawyers and stuff. It's just jibber jabber. You need to get on your knees and pray to the Lord and surrender and ask the Lord to have mercy on you and guide you and he'll take you out of there. Other than that.
Right. And WAC stands for worst amen.
WAC stands for wisdom
amongst
and
extras. Extra starts with an E.
Extra. What starts with X instead of X-Men?
Wasted asshole xylophone. Oh, that's a Z.
what do X stand for? I mean, so if you say X is for what?
What word starts a word?
That start with X. Nothing starts with X. X-Men.
X-ray.
X-ray.
Xerox.
Xerox is X? I would have got that shit wrong.
Yeah, we know. Yo, that's it. There's only like 9 words that start with X.
DMX. No, it's DMX.
Wax is an asshole, X-ray. Okay, there's nothing. I got nothing. Okay. We're going to get into some Black excellence. Big shout out to Bronny James. He is cleared to return to play basketball 4 months after suffering cardiac arrest.
Wow.
He is scheduled to play on the USC basketball team.
Nice.
And he's 19 years old. He got his final evaluation. And it seems as though he will be able to start practicing and get
God
back
bless
up
and see
here.
You, brother.
I would be so scared because, like, I mean, your heart races during sports and stuff like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to lie. I get that LeBron's dream is to play alongside his sons in the NBA. I would encourage my son to coach. I'm like, this is me. I still think this is Black excellence because it's excellence as a family. You know, they're amazing. They're, you know, LeBron is a legend, a living legend. Yeah. You
yes,
know, the family's beautiful. I mean, we don't know their deep down business and it's not, I don't want to, you know, but from what we know,
Stevie Rock and Mariah.
They're amazing family, right? And I would be so scared to even... Could you imagine?
No, that'd be a Kobe situation again. You know what I'm saying? That'd shake us. That'd shake everybody. We watch Bronny come up. We watch him grow into being the young LeBron. And everybody looking forward to seeing them, you know, playing in the NBA together. That'd be a dream of all of ours. Not just, you know, LeBron. So we used to put
But I will say, Wax, they have enough money to afford the best doctors. The biggest, the test, the most, you know, extensive or whatever they need to do, they do. If anybody has the money to make sure, because I'm the fact that he's LeBron James, I'm 1,000% sure that he's going to make 1,000% sure that his son is okay. You know,
I hear that.
I do think that pressure of being the first family, because also two sons are expected to go to the league.
Yes,
so the first family playing together.
That'd be
good. Know what I mean? So we're just going to keep him in our prayers. Always speak positively about the kids. You know what I mean? And we're
all our kids.
Yeah, we're definitely rooting for you, Bronny. Okay.
Yes, we are.
Now, last but not least, let's get into Wax's ABC. Wax is ABC.
Easy
now y'all know how it goes down, right?
Yeah.
We give him a word. He tells us what that word is. He uses that word in a sentence. He gives us the definition of that word. And today, Wax, toward God never has it, right?
Never.
I don't know who's wronger. You saying the word or this nigga trying to get it up?
Make his screen bigger. We got Taryn in the building today.
I can't even see.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know why.
I can't see nothing. There you go. Let me see.
I got a new webcam, and it's not picking this thing up.
How about you just turn it, make it bigger, and do it like you did the other day?
I'll do like a screen share on a Microsoft Word real quick. Hold on.
There you go.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, because you could just insert the word.
There you go. They could do that shit on TikTok. We could do it on here.
Yeah, and just type it to me and tell me, or type it in the chat.
Okay.
And try to get some American words. The last word has been from fucking China, Afghanistan, and fucking Mexico.
Why not tell a nigga I forgot about him? That's hilarious to me.
Yeah, somebody just told me that.
That they forgot about you?
Yeah. Damn. I'm gonna suck that bad. I know that's water. W-A-T-E-R.
You're annoying.
Water.
Come on, y'all. I gotta go.
Got
you too.
Y'all see it?
Okay, there we go. Okay. So let's get into Wax's ABCs.
Yep.
And today, you know how it goes down. He has to give us what this word is. We're going to give him the word. He got to tell us what it is what I mean. He has to define that word. And then he also has to use that word in a sentence. Right, Wax?
Yes.
Okay, so the words today is O-B-F-U-S-C-A-T-I-O-N.
Obfuscation. 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 Okay, this is obfuscation is like a resort for fat people that's obese. And they always fussing. You know what I'm saying? So it's obfuscation is, all right. I went to fat camp 1 year because I gained a little bit of weight eating too much of those McDonald's burgers. And they had me go to the place called Obfuscation. It's like a vacation place. It's a nice resort. And the only thing they did was fuss and fight over food the whole time.
Okay. That's the sentence or the definition, or that was everything together?
Yeah, the definition is a resort for fat people. It's an Obfuscation.
And you said that you ate too many McDonald's burgers and they sent you on a...
I had to go to that camp, yeah.
Obese vacation.
Obese. They fuss all the time. That's why they call it the fuss.
Obese vacation. Yeah. Well, you haven't made a song out of anything in a while. Why don't you do that?
A song going a song of obese vacation. Okay, obese vacation.
Huh.
I went on vacation. I fucked me a fat bitch. She fussed the whole time. She was obese when we went on vacation. Yeah.
All right, man.
I like that song.
Please help this nigga out. I am over him as fuck.
The word,
what is that word?
The word is obfuscation. Obfuscation. Obfuscation.
Okay.
And it means that the darkening, the sight of something, or confusion resulting from failure to understand.
Yep.
Damn.
Perfect. Perfect.
You was way off.
How? Because you got to think about it. These girls don't understand that them eating too much is fucking them up. And what else is it, Tork?
The darkening of someone's sight.
Yes. Nobody wants to see that fat shit. So what you do when you see a fat bitch?
Close your eyes. What? Up. Close your eyes.
What do you mean nobody don't want to see? That's how we feel about your fucking ugly face.
Why did I cover their fucking eyes with the top?
Nobody don't want to see your ugly face. Talking about nobody want to see your fat face.
I mean, certain people want to see it, but they really want to see it. They close their eyes and just so they can get the fucking tax money. What are you talking about?
All right. You're fucking rude as fuck.
I'm sorry. We love y'all so much. Cause I want
nothing
y'all to
wrong with a little curvy girl.
Hey, whoa, we talking about the curvy ones. Fat is fat. Some people don't like the
obese. You saying fat. That's not a good
word. We like fat. Fat pussies, fat asses, fat titties, all that. I mean, you know how to cook good. But at the end of the day, obese is unhealthy. You see what I'm saying?
We're going to get out of here, Bully and Obese Podcast.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. My fucking shirt's at.
Get out of here. I got to say two things.
Okay.
Last episode, I did a Thanksgiving episode, and I got fucking emotional at the end. I started crying when I was closing out the episode. So
sorry,
that part. I was like, yo.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Bully and Obese changed my life. Fuck that. I was kidding. Anyway.
No, where's it at? I want to see this.
We didn't even watch it. We got to watch it.
Yeah, me too. I want to see this shit.
And secondly, I'm throwing I got my Polymath Network, my podcast network I do out in Westchester, and I'm throwing a huge holiday party. I'm going to be post a flyer on my page. I have DJ Plus One DJ whatever DJ. Sus. Yeah, so we're going to have everybody pull up, come through. Man.
Damn, I'm trying to pull up. I ain't even get it. How the fuck you going to invite everybody
before
us? I got y'all. I need a walk.
Come in?
Yeah.
You flying me in?
Yeah, I got you. Let me know what it is.
Okay, I got you. Shit, I'm coming with us.
I got to get my hair done. I need an outfit. I need makeup. That's all.
Me too.
I need a Rolls Royce to pull up on me. Matter of fact, I'm trying to do a jet.
We in white plans.
How
with
about
it.
That?
How about
that's yeah. all lit. That's all lit. All right, make sure y'all pull up on Twerk Guy. You can follow him.
Yeah. Angelo Scarfone on Instagram. It's January 15th, the party. Big party, January 15th.
Oh, shit. So that sounds like a birthday party for L'Oreal.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, L'Oreal's on the 11th.
The 13th, dickhead. But oh, yeah.
Same shit.
Love it.
We're going to get out of here, y'all. Bully and the Beast podcast. Bye. Yeah.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.